If you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Well, welcome back to the next episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. I'm your host, Mark Creedon. Hey, in this session, I've got a super special guest joining me in the studio. In this session, we're going to talk about what can kids teach us about business, right? About 3 years ago, I did a session with my grandson, Isaiah, called What Can a Six-Year-Old Teach You About Business? And we came up with five things that I think are really relevant, and they're even more relevant now, I think, than they were 3 years ago. So joining me in the studio, I've got my grandson, Isaiah. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Pa.
Hey, mate. Great to have you here. Let's talk about that. I think that the advantage of kids is that they don't kind of get caught up in a lot of the things that we adults do. I think you can teach us lots of things about business. And one of the things we spoke about last time, 3 years ago, can you believe it was 3 years ago, by the way? No. Where's that gone? So now that you're a big nine-year-old, let's talk about some basics, I think, that applies to kids as much as it does to business. And number one is the importance of budgeting. Do you budget with your money?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have a set way of budgeting? So do you get paid pocket money?
Yes.
Yep. And do you earn that pocket money? Does it just come to you or do you have to work for it?
Work for it.
Right. So you have to do chores?
Yes.
Yeah. And you get the chores, you get your money.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the money?
I'll either save it or I'll get something to do when I'm bored with it.
Okay, so you try to find something that's kind of value as well,
yeah.
And then you save some of it too.
Yeah.
Right, so it's important about not just making the money but what you do with it and where you spend it, because otherwise it'd be easy just to go and spend it on, well, lollies and chocolates and
yeah.
Mind you, that's okay too though, isn't it? Every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We spoke about the importance of budgeting. So it's not about how much money you get, but it's about what you do with the money that's really important. Great lesson to teach your kids. But the other thing we spoke about was following your passion. What's something that you're passionate about?
My schoolwork.
Your schoolwork. And you play sports?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you love your sport?
Yes.
What do you play?
Soccer.
It's funny me asking you the question because I know. Now I go and watch your games. So, Izzy, what do you love about soccer?
I love how it's a team sport and you have to work together to be able to score the goal.
Right. Okay. So this is a really important lesson, I think, because I think that one of the difficult things, I suppose, about being in business, particularly if it's a small business or, you know, professional practice, is that it gets a bit lonely. You're trying to do things on your own. But if you were trying to just score every goal in the soccer game, it probably wouldn't work, would it? So you have to work as a team.
Yeah.
What do you reckon helps you to work as a team?
Getting to know each other better.
Yeah, getting to know each other better. And what about when you're on the field playing during a game, what do you think helps?
Communication.
Yeah, actually communicating with each other. Because I've watched you not just Saturday, go on the Saturday before, and you were calling out to each other and passing the ball and really working as a team. Did you play last Saturday? A couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you win?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the score?
I'm pretty sure it was 2-0.
Right. 2-0. That's pretty cool. And you did that because you communicated, got to know the people around you. Yeah. I really like it. The idea of better communication, better teamwork, good stuff. One of the other things we spoke about 3 years ago was the importance of having fun. How, like, because you got a lot of schoolwork. What grade are you in now?
Three.
Grade three, lots of schoolwork, lots of practice. How would it be if all you did was schoolwork and then your soccer practice was just kind of, you know, boring practice? How would that be?
It just wouldn't feel right and it would make the world a very different place.
It would make the world a different place because we wouldn't be having some fun
yeah.
in the process. So how important is having fun to you?
Very important.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's always time to have fun, and you come into the office here and you see that we have a bit of fun as well. So we work hard, but we also have a bit of fun in the process too. Desire, one of the other things we spoke about was, apart from what we've spoken about so far around having fun, great teamwork and budgeting, following your passion, we also spoke about the concept that you've always got to make sure that your family, we spoke about family, right? And something you said to me 3 years ago was, family is more than your household. What does that mean?
It means that family is very important.
Yeah. And is it just the people inside your home that make up your family?
No, it's the people that I guess are related to you.
Yeah. Related to you or that you have a genuine, that you genuinely love or care for?
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing in your workplace, that, you know, family in a workplace is more than maybe just the people in the office. Maybe it's the people that sort of, you know, expand a bit beyond that as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about family. Why is family important to you?
Well, because they really help you, and they might say things that you won't like, but it's always for a good cause.
Oh, that's a really just mildly impressive, can I say? But so family sometimes will say things that you don't like.
Mm.
Like what? What might family say that you don't like? But so what you're saying is that family will say things that you might not like to hear, but that you have to hear or that you should hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have you got any examples?
Well, this morning I was doing my Lego and then Mom said to stop, otherwise we would have been late for school.
Right. Okay, so sometimes somebody like a parent or a, you know, a manager, a boss,
yeah,
might tell you something that you don't want to hear, but there's a bigger picture. Yeah. There's a bigger outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wanted to keep playing with your Lego, but you would have been late for school.
Yes.
So it's okay to hear things that you don't really want to hear sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you hear things that you don't want to hear and it's okay, why is it okay for family to say that and maybe not strangers, do you think?
Well, it's because family, well, you know them, and then and you always know that when they say something, it's always to help you, where strangers don't know you and they don't know what's best for you.
Right. Okay. So if we're talking about being in the workplace, again, this gets back to the importance of communication, the importance of teamwork.
Yes. Yeah.
What about teamwork? So we spoke about teamwork in this on the soccer field. What about teamwork at home? Is your family at home a bit of a team?
Yes.
Yep. And how does teamwork work there, do you think?
Well, whenever we have to get ready for something, we work as a team and we have to listen to each other and so we can get there on time.
Right. Again, somebody kind of in control, if you like, yeah, has got, you know, a bigger plan.
Yeah.
Yeah? And they need to help you to address that plan.
Yes.
I like we're going here with teamwork, with communication, listening to each other, that it's perfectly okay for family to have those conversations with you. I'm just looking through our notes, Izzy, from what we spoke about last time. One of the other things you said is that you love to ask why. So that was when you were six. Do you still ask why now?
Definitely.
Why? I'm going to ask you why. Why do you ask why?
Well, because I think sometimes it's very important to know why, I guess, and to know what's going to happen.
Right, so that you get the whole picture. So, for example, if your mum had said this morning, just stop playing with your Lego.
Yeah.
Would it have made a, did it make a difference to you when she said, because otherwise you'll be late for school?
Yeah.
So she explained the why.
Yeah.
See, it's one of the things, Izzy, that we always say to our mastermind coaching clients. If you really want people to do something for you, you've got to help them to understand the why behind it.
Yeah.
Because if they understand the why, they're far more likely to actually do it. So does that mean that you do everything your mum and dad tell you to once you know the why?
Most of the time.
Careful, your mum will probably be listening to this. Oh, hang on. Mum's actually in the room. She's watching this. All right. So teamwork, communication, understanding why, fitting to your passion, and finding time to play. Just go back to this concept of finding time to play. So do you have fun at school?
Yes, definitely.
And do you have fun at school other than at playtimes, like at lunchtimes? Do you have fun in the classroom?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yep. So would you say that even though you're having fun in the classroom, you're still learning?
Yes.
Right. So it's okay to have some fun and learn at the same time?
Yeah.
Do you think it makes it any easier to learn if you're having fun?
Definitely.
What do you like about learning and having fun at the same time?
Well, I like learning and having fun because there's always something that to look forward to and at the time you're having a really fun time, and then in the future it won't just be fun but it'll also help you.
Right, so you've learned it and now you're keeping more of that knowledge. You're retaining that knowledge. You're keeping more of that knowledge because you're having fun at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, so you think you learn better when you're having some fun?
Yes.
That was a pretty emphatic yes on that one. I think it's a really important thing that we make sure we have some fun. Hey, Izzy, So it's been 3 years. You're back here. Do you think you'll come back and do this again when you're 12?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We might even chat to you before then, hey? All right. Thank you, mate. It's so good to have you on the podcast with me.
Thank you for letting me be on the podcast.
You're welcome. I love you, buddy. All right, guys, that's a wrap for the latest edition of Mastermind for Business podcast with the one, the only, Isaiah Dela Cruz, my 9-year-old grandson. Hey, these are the sort of things that we teach our clients all the time. If you know somebody who's in a professional practice or a service business and you think they'd really benefit from what you've heard today or across our podcast, please share the podcast, like it, subscribe. If you in a professional practice or a service business and you'd like to learn these sorts of things that we teach our clients all the time. In fact, if you'd like to spend half the amount of time in your business earning double your income in 18 months or less, metropolemastermind.com.au, the podcast you'll find wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or mastermindforbusiness.com.au. I'm Mark Creedon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.com.au. See what's possible.today.